January 22nd marks the anniversary of the infamous Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision of 1973 that gave us abortion on demand. Every year, thousands of pro-lifers march on or around that date in a march for life. And in fact, the media doesn't cover it very well. We're going to talk right now with Emily Zender, the president of March for Life Chicago, which is the largest pro-life Midwest event. And Emily, it's great to have you on Vocal Point. And for Vocal Point, I'm Jerry Newcomb. Thank you so much for being with us, Emily.
Thank you for having me, Jerry.
All right. So let me ask you a question. This event happens year after year. The media doesn't seem to cover it very much. Why do you keep doing it?
You know, the media here in Chicago has been very good to us. You know, the National March has not gotten much media, but I have to say the local media here has been incredible. And we keep doing it because it inspires and it motivates and it brings together the pro-life community. And we see that the impact of the march goes much further than just media coverage. You know, in the past 3 years that we've been doing this, we found out about two babies that were saved just from people posting on Instagram or sharing their pro-life values more. We see pro-life people who have been working all year so hard to end abortion come to this march and be reinvigorated or meet their friends and their neighbors and get connected. And we just see a complete rejuvenation of the pro-life movement. And then it also sends a message to pro-life politicians that will be there for you and politicians who may not be pro-life and tell them, hey, the Midwest, Chicago, we're pro-life, and we are stronger than ever.
Hmm. Would you say the pro-life movement is gaining or losing at this time?
Oh, we are absolutely gaining. You know, just right here in Illinois, we have a state that is run by abortion-minded people. Our laws are very loose, compared to all those in the Midwest, and we're having abortions at a rate of 38,000 per year. Mm. But on the opposing side, we have a world-class pro-life movement here. We, for the past 6 years, the number of abortions have been declining. We have the enforcement of new pro-life laws, and abortion clinics are closing at a rapid rate here in Illinois, while more pregnancy centers are opening. And then we have the national polls that just show that young people are becoming more and more pro-life because science is finally proving the pro-life movement correct.
Okay, elaborate on that last point about science.
Sure. Well, the pro-life movement has long claimed science proves that at the moment of conception, that unborn child's DNA is completely unique from the mother. And at conception, the child's hair color, eye color, and gender have already been determined. And so what we've found is that the pro-choice movement's arguments can be entirely refuted just with science. I mean, forget all the other arguments. All we need is science, and we are finally being proven right by science, where we have more, you know, ultrasounds that can see you at, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, where an unborn child's heart is beating at 21 days. And all of these things are becoming clearer and clearer to prove that that is a unique life from the mothers, and it needs to be protected and treasured.
Hmm. How long have you personally been involved in these March for Life, the Chicago version?
Yeah, we have been running the March for Life Chicago since for the past 3 years. It's our third year. And the first year we had 2,000 people, and the second year we had 4,000 people, and this year we are conservatively estimating around 6,000-7,000 people.
Oh, well, that's great. And how did you personally become pro-life?
You know, it all started back in my high school history class when I was learning about Nazi Germany, and I was so struck by what happened and how, people were being dehumanized and absolutely, you know, torn apart for merely who they were. And I remember asking my parents, would you have hid the Jews if you lived in Nazi Germany during that time? I was reading the story of Anne Frank. And my parents told me, you always have to do what is right no matter how hard. And that always stuck with me. And when I learned about the pro-life movement and I found out what abortion was, I had actually attended a March for Life in D.C. because my friends were going and I wanted to know more about it. And it struck me that here we were dehumanizing the most innocent and vulnerable of our society, And something needed to be done. I couldn't merely sit back and watch. So when I was in high school, that's when I became involved in the pro-life movement, working at pregnancy resource centers, writing articles, attending the March for Life, and it's been my passion ever since then.
Huh. And where was that? Where was your high school?
My high school was in Indiana. I grew up in Indiana and moved to Chicago later after when I went to college.
Huh. Very interesting. And so your pro-life convictions obviously continue to grow. Are you involved now in full-time pro-life activity?
Yes. Yeah, so I am the executive director of Illinois Right to Life. And so Illinois Right to Life is the one who leads the March for Life Chicago. And, you know, it just... I have to say, I was talking to a group of high school students last week, and I'm pro-life for two reasons. And the first is because of science. Science proves that it's a unique human person, and it must be loved and treasured. And then the second reason is because I've seen and experienced the pain that abortion causes women. The number of women and men that I've counseled, the stories that they've shared with me, their heartbreak, the way it has changed their lives forever. You know, I was counseling one woman. She had called and said, I don't know why I called you today, but for 40 years, I have hidden the pain that abortion has caused me. And I have stayed in an abusive relationship, did drugs, alcohol, all these different things to try and cover up that pain. And she said, today, I needed to tell somebody that abortion hurt me, and I am in so much pain because of it. And that day we were able to take the first step towards healing and helping her get that forgiveness that she so much desired. And that's why I'm pro-life. I'm pro-life because I've seen the pain and it's got to stop.
What would you say to those who say, hey, I'm happy I had an abortion? There are Hollywood starlets coming out in favor now of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. You know, not every person experienced pain at the same time or in the same way. Like I had mentioned, this particular woman, she buried it for 40 years. A gentleman that I spoke to just the other day, he said, I was pro-choice until I saw my baby on that ultrasound. And then I became incredibly pro-life. I had no idea the science behind it. You know, there's a movie star, Patricia Heaton. She said that she used to be pro-choice, and then she dove into the science books, and she discovered that, wait, that is a human person. How can I be pro-choice? So we have to recognize that every person has their own journey that they walk, and we have to continue to love them and to educate them on the pro-life values.
And what would you say to those who have this pain? And by the way, if you had to, and I know this is going to be an unscientific estimate, but if you had to guess what percentage of the women do feel guilty after having an abortion, what would you guess that would be?
You know, that's so hard to say, because I would say a lot of women who are even say I'm pro-choice, I'm happy I had the abortion, still feel like I'm mad that I had to have an abortion, or I feel guilty that I did have that abortion, even though I know it was right for me. There was one woman, I was out at a party actually, not even working, and I didn't know her. She was a friend of my friend's, and she spent half the party crying because she had had an abortion, and that was all she could think about that day. For some reason or another, something triggered it, and she kept saying, I know that it was right, I know I had to have the abortion, but I'm just so hurt. So I would say that a majority of women feel pain, feel regret, feel remorse for that abortion, even if they cling to it was the right thing for me. We still see that there's still some remorse in having to go through that.
But I've been told by, for example, you know, Bill Maher types, you know, they've said things like, well, it's because you religious people make them feel guilty. It's not because they feel guilty for doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, the only one who brought up religion in that conversation was him. You know, the religion is supported by science, and we don't need religion to be able to argue the pro-life values. I think that what he's actually referring to is that when we talk about the pro-life values and how it is an unborn child, that makes men and women realize the humanity of the child that they aborted, and that can be very painful, and understandably so. And so anyone who's listening or anyone who has been involved or had an abortion, just know that it is so hard to come to terms with that humanity of the child But there is hope and healing and forgiveness out there, and that will be found in the pro-life movement. And we will welcome you with open arms and with love, because you deserve to be whole again, and you deserve to be liberated from that pain that abortion causes you.
Hmm. You know, Emily, it's interesting. I find some of the most interesting and most hard workers among the pro-lifers today are people who used to actually have an abortion, you know, people who had some reason for it. But in other words, they had one, and then they finally came to grips with it through the power of Jesus Christ and experienced his forgiveness. And now they're very strong pro-life.
Yeah, you know, I have to echo that exact statement. We find that women and men who have been through it suddenly feel that...
Well, when you say men being through it, obviously a man doesn't experience an abortion, but you mean they're a part of it or something, a party to it.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, is we have to talk about how abortion hurts men, too. You know, the hardest piece of counsel I've ever had to give was when a man called and begged me to the point of tears, what right do I have to save my unborn child from abortion because my girlfriend has an abortion scheduled in 2 days? And I had to tell him, you have no legal right. There's nothing you can do legally.
Wow.
And, you know, so and unfortunately that's not the only call that I've ever had to say that to. So men experience and feel pain just as much, and it is a disservice and an injustice to women and men to say that you shouldn't be hurting from abortion or that abortion doesn't cause you pain. And when those people go through that kind of healing, then they come to find out that I don't want anyone to ever go through this again. I was lied to. Mm-hmm. I wasn't given the full truth. And they want to go and yell from the rooftops so that nobody has to go through what they did. Mm. They're some of the most incredible and passionate people. And some of them are young, too. I've got one colleague of mine. She was 16 when she had an abortion. And after only a couple of years, she went through healing and forgiveness. And now she is one of the most passionate, loving, outspoken pro-life advocates that I know.
Huh. We're talking right now with Emily Zender, president of the March for Life Chicago. What's the website, Emily, that you would turn people to, and maybe even people from Chicago?
Yeah, they can go to marchforlifechicago.com to learn more about the march. It's January 17th, so it's this Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Federal Plaza. And, you know, we call it the March for Life Chicago because we wanted to have the march in the most pro-abortion city in the Midwest. Mm. But this isn't a march just for the city of Chicago. We have people coming from all corners of Illinois. We have buses coming in from Wisconsin, from Indiana, from Iowa, from Michigan, Ohio, and Missouri. So we have really expanded across the whole Midwest, and we are so excited to welcome all of our neighbors to the March for Life Chicago and to really show that right here in the most pro-abortion city of Chicago, even here, we are a very strong and thriving pro-life movement.
Yeah, it's true when you think about Chicago politics. When you think of Barack Obama, and he's very strongly in favor of abortion rights, or Mayor Rahm Emanuel, or the Speaker of the House in Illinois, Madigan, again, all a strong pro-abortion.
Absolutely. You know, I have to brag about the Illinois pro-life movement just for a moment because, you know, I run Illinois Right to Life. The pro-life people here are so inspiring and so committed and passionate because we can't get legislation through. Our good years are when we are able to prevent it from coming, you know.
When you're able to prevent bad legislation.
Exactly.
From passing through. Okay.
So it can be discouraging at times to look at our neighbors, you know, in Wisconsin and see, oh, they just got an ultrasound bill, but we haven't been able to get anything like that even remotely passed or even close to passed. Because the pro-abortion people have so much of a stronghold on the politics. But our movement has come out, and we have declined the number of abortions for 6 straight years by doing education, by being loving, by really focusing on having enough pregnancy centers. And it's been an incredible thing to be a part of and to watch just turn the tide of Illinois and become more pro-life.
That's neat. MarchForLifeChicago.com. Emily Zender, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
God bless and all the best. Bye-bye.